Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Caps got a shutout win last night. That's a shutout win. Not a shutout loss.
Oh, I've been on the other end of those.
They're the best team in town. We got two tickets to go see the Capitals take on the Red Wings right now. Game is on Saturday, December 20th. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You're winning a pair of tickets. We'll have these to give away right here at 4 o'clock ahead of the Blitz all week long. Holiday season, spreading holiday cheer. The Capitals facing the Red Wings. Annual Caps holiday party at the game. Details at thefandc.com/contests.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
We got the Wizards coming up in the Beltway Blitz. You know that basketball team that everybody loves so much. And the Commanders, but let's start you off on the gridiron. Scott Docterman of The Athletic, who covers college football, joins us on G&D's Beltway Blitz. So, Scott, let's start with the playoffs. Did the committee get it right?
They did within the parameters that they were given. Let's put it that way. I think the whole system needs to be revised when you have Tulane and James Madison getting in the playoff and they're not in even the top 15. Then it's time to take a look at what you've got, because Notre Dame, we can go back and forth, and we have and we will, about whether they should get in versus Miami. You know, that's a figure eight. But the fact is, Notre Dame was one of the five or six best teams in the country, especially at the end of the year. They won their last they won all their 10 games by more than double figures. And here they're left out because of the process. And now, if you want to, I think Notre Dame has a lot of reasons to complain, which is, how can you be rated ahead of Miami throughout the course of every rating but the final? Whereas I know Miami could look at it and say, we beat you head to head. Why were you ahead of us the whole time? Well, the committee felt like Notre Dame was better until they were right next to each other. Then that's when they flipped. So I would say, given the parameters that they had, it was the only political outcome that they could survive with, because if Alabama was the weakest of the three, and if Alabama would have gotten knocked out, yes, there's no way anybody would ever play a conference championship again.
What should the parameters be? Your point, I think, is correct, which is, with what they were given to work with, they kind of colored between the lines. But do we just want it to be the 12 best teams? And if that's the case, I mean, can you do that and have the season matter? You know, yesterday I'm arguing with buddies and stuff, and they're like, you know, this Texas would beat JMU, and, you know, Tulane would have no chance against Notre Dame. And it's like, well, I mean, why don't we just do the preseason rankings and just have those teams get in?
Yeah, I watched them do that to Florida State a couple of years ago, and nobody cared about their resume.
What's your thought about that?
Yeah, I think you have to have them in some sort of zone where it matters. I mean, you know, let's say that, yes, you know, if you want to keep it to five champions, then they're going to have to be ranked in the top 15 or 16. You just can't have this. Or if you go to 16 team playoff, they have to be inside the top 20. You just can't have the 25th best team be allowed to be in this really subjective but important tournament involving 12 teams. And really, this was kind of an olive branch extended to the group of five schools in the beginning. But the last 2 years, both years of the 12-team tournament, a group of five champion has outranked the ACC champion. Happened last year when Clemson was way behind Boise State, who was actually ahead of the Big 12 champion too. And then this year, where you saw that Tulane and James Madison were ahead of Duke. And so maybe you need to cut it down to four champions. Just say
I'm just
top
thinking
four,
out loud. And I'm spitballing, so I might even be wrong about this. But in the NCAA tournament for basketball, where we have 64, 68 teams, whatever it is, there's auto bids with conferences I don't know about until March every year. Aren't some of those teams like 106th in the country, and they just automatically get into a 64-team field? How's it different?
Because every conference gets in, and then they have their tournament.
Right,
which
but there's probably 64 teams better in the big conferences, but we don't say, well, why is Valparaiso in? They're not as good as Baylor.
Yeah, if we were talking about a 64-team tournament in college football, or a 32-team tournament even in college football, you can have that point. The problem is that, I mean, with college basketball, I kind of hate that system anyway, because you play 5 months and none of it matters, because some team in the middle of nowhere hits a three-point shot and they're 13-18 and they get to go to the tournament. I mean, you just blew up five months. But I think in this case, you know, if you want to go big, you know, like 24 teams, which has been discussed, or whatever, and you want to invite every conference champion, then that's fine. Then make that the parameter. But I think in this case, it's kind of this half-stepping where, all right, five champions get to go, but one of them's ranked 25th and they're beating out the team that's ranked 11th. I don't know. It just seems like that's too punitive for a team like a Notre Dame, who is a really good team, or Miami, if they would have been left out. And possibly Alabama, which again I think is the weakest of the three, but there's no way they're going to penalize an SEC team playing in a championship game like that.
So my issue isn't necessarily, you know, that Miami beating Notre Dame, that loomed all season long. It's the it's the 11th hour, or even like right before midnight hour, whatever that number is, where you drop Notre Dame all of a sudden, and that's kind of cited. If Notre Dame was out looking in the whole time, I think it would have made a little bit more sense to me. It's kind of that, you know, like that midnight switch. That's the part I have a hard time with. Just love your thoughts there.
Yeah, and that's why it's just almost comical at this point, because the committee all throughout the entire evaluation series of the fall has determined that Notre Dame is a better team than Miami, even though Miami won that game. Now, according to the way that they rank these teams, that you really can't compare head to head unless they're side by side. So when BYU was in the middle, it made perfect sense for them to say, okay, well, we've got Miami's not as good as BYU, and BYU is not as good as Notre Dame. But then once that they came nose to nose, that it's like, okay, now head-to-head matters. And it's kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth. And right now, that's the problem, man. And we don't. The other issue is the college football system is eventually, you know, it's going to change again. I mean, the conference commissioners want to do things differently. Tony Petitti's plan, Big Ten commissioner's plan of wanting more auto bids for the conferences, which everybody kind of made fun of. And in some respects, maybe it's smarter, which is, hey, the Big Ten, you get four, the SEC, you get four, Big 12, the ACC, you get two, one for the autonomous conferences, and then three at-larges. And just do it that way. And it's got what he's suggested. And again, everybody's made fun of it, but it might be the best way to do this going forward, because when you're the SEC or Big Ten and you're playing the competition that you're playing every week, that's different than even the other two primary conferences, let alone the American or the Sun Belt or the MAC or whatever.
Scott Docterman, College Football, The Athletic. Last one for you. How about Kurt Cignetti in Indiana?
amazing. I was there on Saturday night, and here's a stat for you. Going into that game, since Woody Hayes was hired in 1951 at Ohio State, the Buckeyes were 62-2 against Indiana over that era, and they came out with a win. They ended a 30-game losing streak to the Buckeyes, and they did it in a fashion where you look at them and you go, it's not a fluke. I mean, they won up front. They, you know, they had as good of players as Ohio State did. And now, granted, Ohio State missed that field goal in the fourth quarter. They had a fourth down stop inside the 5-yard line. And if they play again, and they very well could, it might go the other way. But I think for Indiana, the losingest program in college football history until about the midpoint of this season to win, that is the ultimate Cinderella story. So it's pretty remarkable.
Scott, thank you, man. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate you.
Hit that wizard sounder, please, Tobes. Our pal Varun Shankar of the Washington Post covers the Wizards. That's why he's going to talk about the Wizards with us right now. Losses, that's nothing new, Varun, but losing the way they did to the Celtics the other night on Thursday by 45, not a great defensive effort. There's losing, and then there's kind of the, okay, we need to draw a line here. Go into that.
Yeah, I mean, for the Wizards, they know, obviously, that the season is going to be one full of losses. They know that it's the season that is one where it's imperative for them to maximize their chances of getting a top pick. But at the same time, they're trying to strike a fine line between losing without building a losing culture. And there are losses where, you know, you chalk up to saying, hey, we did some good things. We, you know, acquitted ourselves decently as far as our effort, our attention to detail, our process, and the results didn't show up. And then there's games like the Boston game where they kind of let go of the rope and you can see that the process isn't where they want it to be. And that's where you start to see some of the displeasure pop up from the coaching staff.
131 given up after the 146. Oh, by the way, last time out against the Hawks. Where are we at now? I mean, they've got a little respite here in the schedule. Other than just getting better on defense, what kind of things are they talking about working on?
I mean, we'll have practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to speak with Keith and players, so we'll hopefully get a better idea of what they're focusing on. But one thing that they should be focusing on, and an issue that is one that an expected issue for them entering the season, but one that has been a real issue, has been their defensive rebounding. They give up way too many second chance points. That was the main issue they faced against Atlanta more than their actual defense. You just saw that they constantly gave up second chance opportunities to the Hawks, who won all the first, second, and fourth quarter by decisive margins. The Wizards won the third quarter. One of the reasons that it was a tie game in the fourth quarter. And the reason is the Wizards in that third quarter cleaned up the rebounding. Every other frame, they were out-rebounded by a lot.
What's going on with Cam Whitmore?
Yeah, so Whitmore did not play in that game against Atlanta. After the game, I asked Brian Keyes, hey, you know, he came into the game questionable with an illness, but was upgraded to available. Was the illness a reason that he did not play? He said no. I'm going to pull up what he said, ideally. He talked about how we have certain standards that we have for our team. Cam has to live up to those on the better, and he'll have a chance here, but that's going to be up to him when that time comes. And, you know, I followed up by asking what the standards Whitmore did not meet were, and Keith declined to give a full answer, but he said it was stuff that we talked about internally. It's more stuff we saw in the game.
We were at a basketball game, by the way, where there was energy in the crowd and everyone was really excited, and it was fun to be there. We were out here in Minnesota watching the Wolves and the Clippers. What is the environment like right now at Capital One Arena?
Somber at times.
That's a great line.
I think is another word that you can use.
That's funny.
Somber. I'm sorry. Okay, that was a great shot, Varun.
No, I want more on that. I am curious. Yeah. Like, I know there's some diehards or season ticket holders, but is it kind of overrun by the visiting crowd? Like, what is it like in the arena on game night?
Often you're going to see fans of the visiting team, especially when you have some nearby fan bases. You know, Boston takes over the arena a lot. I know Miami last season had a really strong contingent. Philly, you see a decent amount of Philly fans. And you know, for Wizards fans, there obviously isn't been that much to cheer about. It's hard to, you know, I think it would be hard to commit a decent amount of money to come out and watch a 3-19 team now. So you're seeing some of the downstream effects of the tanking-centric approach that the Wizards are taking, this is some of the short-term ramifications that you deal with.
Varun, thank you, buddy. Have a great week.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You got it, man. Hit that Local 53 sounder. I got Kevin Sheehan to discuss the team that got beat 31-0 yesterday. Kevin, should people be fired?
Oh, what a day, boys. How are you doing?
Hey, we hadn't left the stadium yet. We're still in Minnesota, by the way.
I know, and I texted back and forth with you earlier. I didn't realize until I just heard you were at the game. By the way, how was that stadium?
Oh, it's the one
amazing. It's unbelievable.
So here's what they need to do, because it's the same architects. We went on a private tour. They need to just make everything purple burgundy and then be done. Like, don't change a single thing. It is so amazing.
You can even make it look like a ship, this one does. It's
but
fine.
We had not walked out of the lower bowl yet. Okay, we're getting to the top of our section, because we were sitting very low by the field, thanks to our friends, Kendori and Murad. And Danny yells out, Sheehan just dropped the fire, everybody.
December 7th, the day they'll live in infamy.
Well, let me just tell you that. I mean, it was total tongue-in-cheek. It was total sarcasm. I was just predicting what all of my callers were going to be like today, which it wasn't all of them. It was half of them. No, I wouldn't fire everybody. This is a terrible season. Yesterday was by far and away the most alarming moment of the season because of just how bad Minnesota is offensively. I mean, Seattle and Detroit are one thing. Minnesota's the other. You've watched a lot of our seasons. I think this is by far and away the worst defensive team we've ever watched. I don't know what the numbers will look like, but in terms of my eyes, these are some of the worst defensive performances I've ever seen. Yesterday, the most alarming, because Minnesota was literally impotent offensively coming in. It's one thing for Detroit to play 7-on-7 and Seattle to move it up and down the field, but yesterday was alarmingly awful. And I think that, you know, the one thing once we get into, and I'm sure we're going to get into it pretty quickly, the off season, it starts with 5 new defensive players and a real defensive coordinator that can, you know, scheme up, you know, something that sort of, you know, outdistances, you know, what you have in talent, because it's bad, especially against those Shanahan-style offenses with
brutal.
Quinn. So they got to fix that. You can't – Grant and I were talking a few weeks ago. I think we were on with Ben, and we both agreed, look, next year if they come back and they're bad defensively, if they're healthy, you know, we still have confidence that they can win more games than they lose. When you're this bad defensively, I don't know if you can win more than you lose. They've got to fix that more than anything else. That was disgusting and gutless yesterday.
Yeah, just because of how bad the Vikings offense is, to your
exactly.
point. And by the way, a verbal retweet, like everything you just said. Also, by the way, the story all week long was that they finally were healthy on offense and had everybody but Austin Ekeler, and then they got shut out. And I get that Daniels got hurt and Ertz got hurt as the game went on, but Daniels struggled again with all of his weapons around him and left a third straight game with an injury as they got blanked by, yes, the number 7 defense in the league, but a Vikings team that really had no business doing that on that side of the ball. I mean, what do you make of, I guess let's not bury the lead, 3 straight games where Daniels has left with an injury now?
Well, obviously that's a concern. I mean, the good news, I guess, if there is good news, is that it wasn't much of an injury, it would appear, yesterday. And a lot of these injuries haven't been that big of a deal. And I don't know where you guys came down, but I was on the side of I want him to play. I want him
Same.
To play. It's ridiculous that you wouldn't want him to play. And I want him to play against the Giants on Sunday. Now, with respect to yesterday, I mean, there are a couple of things here. He wasn't good. The offense wasn't good. They only had 4 possessions, you know, in the game, and they moved it into the red zone twice. And he had some really good plays during the game, and he had some really bad plays, too. It's funny because on Friday, I talked about on the show, I'm like, this guy Van Ginkle's always been one of my favorite players because he just sniffs it out better than anybody. And it's like you can't throw into the flat. You can't throw bubble screens. And I think he checked into that bubble screen. That's a terrible check, and it's a terrible decision. And by the way, the play wasn't going to work anyway, even if Van Ginkle doesn't pick it off. I thought the play before it was – I thought Terry was wide open, and he threw it to Noah Brown, and it was his real bad throw of the day. But there were some really good plays there, but they only had the ball four times. But I want to see it again. I want to see him with all those players against the Giants and then the Eagles and the Cowboys. And then for the season finale, we can talk about sitting, you know, a bunch of people and playing Josh Johnson. That's fine. But I want to see more of it. The opportunities were few and far between yesterday. He wasn't good. The offense wasn't good. Cliff wasn't good. But to me, going into this offseason, if they don't focus on a really good coordinator who can get more out of less, and they don't get better players on defense, I know defense is variable year to year. And those of us like you, Grant, and Danny, who look at this, sometimes there's no rhyme nor reason for a defense that's really bad after being good or really good after being bad. But God, this is the worst it's ever been defensively. And the head coach is a defensive head coach. He needs to fix it.
Yeah, two straight times you've had high-level defensive people in charge, and with veteran acumen, and defense has gotten – we didn't think it could get much worse from Del Rio, and it is at this point, Kevin. Should seats be hot? I mean, last year was so amazing that maybe this just cancels it out, but these aren't just losing streaks. Nobody, even teams picking one or two this year, have lost this many games by this many points. Data point I pointed out earlier, when they were 3-13 the year Jay got fired – with Bill Callahan literally playing out the string, everyone knew they were going to be unemployed at the end of that year. They only lost three games by 21 or more points. This group has lost five. Should anybody's seats be warming?
I mean, last year should have bought you a couple of years of, absolutely seats that don't, aren't capable of warming. But if they lose out, and look, yesterday to me was different than everything else. You know, the Dallas game was a double-digit 22-point win, but it was a one-score game late in the first half, and then it got away from them when Jaden got hurt. The Kansas City game was tied at halftime. Detroit, Seattle, and yesterday, this league doesn't produce three touchdown or more victories very often. And so you've got to get more out of less. And look, injuries, I think everybody understands that has paid attention to football. Number one on the reason they are 3-10, but that doesn't explain yesterday and doesn't explain Detroit. And so you can't see that happen another four times and not think that maybe a seat is warming. For me personally, no. He last year bought, absolutely through next year at the very least. And I still believe that it's a good coaching staff. It's not the elite of the elite, but it's solid, and they need more, and they also need a season where they don't have this kind of, run of injury, bad luck.
Kevin, thank you. Appreciate
All
you, buddy.
Boys.
See you
good. There's Kevin Sheehan from the Kevin Sheehan Show. Always appreciate him hopping on the Blitz with us. Adam Amin called the game on Fox with Drew Brees. We'll talk to him coming up in 35 minutes right at 5 o'clock. But let's get into the Daniels conversation next. What Dan Quinn had to say about him. You're going to hear DQ's answer on how serious the injury was yesterday and his availability. He gave a little information about the week ahead here going into the Meadowlands. Sheehan says he wants him back on the field. I do too. I know that we're in the increasing minority. But we'll talk about that next on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Commanders were shut out in Minnesota against the Vikings. 31-0 yesterday. We were on site to see it at an amazing stadium. Most of our stadium content's going to have to wait till tomorrow. There's a lot of things we'll cover on tomorrow's show. Today's more of a reactionary, break it all down from all angles kind of afternoon. But I do want to just point out, based on the tour we went on, and this stadium was built by the same architects and designers that have been hired to develop and build the Commanders' new stadium at the RFK site. I have a hard time believing there's a better venue in the NFL. This has long been considered one of the best in the league. I still have to go to SoFi, have not been there, and that one might rival this. It was a $5 billion stadium, so it better. But what an amazing place U.S. Bank is. I mean, it's just such a perfectly designed stadium. All the things we hear about with the Commanders' new venture.
Yep.
They did here, like the idea that you feel outside while you're sitting inside, which is real. They've got about half of the stadium as this clear, they call it saran wrap. I don't know that that's really what it is, but that's what she said. It's like an extra thick saran wrap. It's not even glass or plastic or anything. Roof, where the sun peers through and like people are putting on.
The sun was in our eyes yesterday.
Yeah, you're like putting on shades, yeah. Or you're like pulling your hat down so it feels like you're inside, outside in that way. But then over top of the visitor's bench, they've got what is kind of a lot of the dishes that reflect the sound back down to the field. So it's super loud over there, well designed. And half of the stadium, right around 60%, is not actually, you know, the glass top, so to speak, where you can see the sky and the sun. On top of that, they've got so many little wrinkles and just really, really cool things. Like in the end zone, all of the panels, these huge, think of like garage doors open, although it's not like a garage door that goes up as much as it's a door that like swings open. But on nice days when it's above 45 degrees, and this was definitely not one of those, they open those doors so that the air is moving through the entire stadium. So now you've got the sun beating down on you from overhead. And the air coming in, so you really would feel like you're outside while you're inside. The only difference being if it's raining or snowing, it's not touching you. Pretty cool. They were the first stadium to do this. There are others now where they've got this entire area where they have a high school football helmet from every single high school team.
That was really cool.
In the state.
Yeah. That was really cool.
They should do that for Virginia, Maryland, D.C., somewhere at this stadium. They had a beautiful, awesome suite called their Legends Plaza or something like that, where all of the former players that are stars that come back for games with their families can come back on the house and sit and enjoy the game. And it was just like really, really well done. I mean, they thought of almost everything and just how nice everything is. Sitting in our seats, it was the most legroom I've ever had in a stadium. Not even close. The seats are extra wide for big people. There's a cup holder at every seat. The seats were the most comfortable stadium seat I've ever sat. Like, even nuanced little things like that, Danny. I could sit in that seat and do the radio show for 4.5 hours every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just
the regular seats.
Everything is so well put together.
The way that I would phrase it, I think you said it very well, is it's all thoughtfully done, right? So at certain points, it's a little confusing where one thing looks like, and I think if I spent every weekend there or a lot of time there, it would become more intuitive. But to get from one place to another, there's pass-throughs and little nooks and crannies and cool novelties and, you know, easy to walk around. It's easy to get wherever you wanted to go. And once you got past a certain hassle, you get your little wristband thing, and it's like now you've got free reign of the place and nobody bothers you. Whereas the last time I went to Nats Park with a group, people asked me for my ticket to this suite that we were in 15 times. 6 different people asked me to see it, and then everyone that came into the suite wanted to see it. And it was like, I've showed this. Could everyone not ask us to show this anymore? And I'm not picking on anybody there. I'm just simply saying, yeah. Once you got your past the hassle, nobody bothered you. And it was easy and clear and friendly. Lines are quick. Everything was efficient.
Well, somebody
everything
told me,
that we did was efficient and easy.
Somebody told me coming out here, they say, my challenge to you is to stand in a line at the game. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they said, you can't stand in a line at that stadium. And I was like, what do you mean? Concessions? They're like, nothing. And I'm like, yeah, right. Now, it might have been that we were in what I would call like a club level. So we were not in the Terra Club, let's say, of Nats Park, but we were in more the President's Club, like the big open area you walk around. There's like buffet style or walk up to the counters and order something. But it's so true to say I did not stand in a line and wait once for anything. And supposedly that's the entire stadium is like that. I mean, it's just perfect. And also, their presentation on the screens, which, by the way, it's the best Jumbotron I've ever seen in my life. They have two. One's the size of a basketball court, an NBA court, on one side of the stadium. The other's bigger than that by, it's that with like another 10.
Plus another 10 feet on all around.
Yeah, 10 feet all around it. But like, each of those screens were the best that I'd ever seen. And then their pregame ceremonies, the way that they play Paul Allen's radio call seconds after it happened in the stadium. I mean, everything they do to turn things around. It's just incredible. On the tour, when they took us into Paul Allen's radio booth where he calls the game, they touch a button and it just plays a bunch of his calls. Like, yep. little stuff like that where it's like, who thought of this? I mean, this is so awesome. So what I would tell Josh Harris and Mitch Rails and anybody else listening over there who's involved in this operation to build this new stadium, don't overthink this. Whatever you're planning, stop. Crumble it up. Throw it away. I want you to call the people that built this place and said, everything purple burgundy, you're done. We'll see you when it's time to break ground. That is literally what I would do. You can't screw it up. Everything that's purple burgundy, wherever it says Vikings, get out an eraser and put Commanders, or ideally something else that isn't Commanders, but you know, whatever you want to put. That should be the stadium. It is that. And by the way, it'll be weird because people are like, why is it shaped like a ship?
Don't ask questions.
Because the Vikings want it shaped like a ship, and we wanted it to be like that. That's why it's shaped like
it's just so gorgeous. And part of it's because it's in Minnesota, right? So they made it Viking specific. I don't know what you do exactly to make it DC specific.
If people want columns and they want the color of like all the buildings in DC, whatever that concrete color.
A million points of access, a million points of entry. As you said, everything is so thoughtful.
Oh, by the way, we didn't mention this. Yeah. Getting into the stadium. Now, I know you don't go to Northwest very much,
right?
Like Kia, who goes to a lot of those games at home. How quickly did we get into the stadium?
Matter of seconds.
I mean, seconds.
Seconds.
Seconds. And he's like, I don't know what that was, but they need to tell our stadium about it. It took seconds. And there were a lot of people walking up to the stadium at the same time, Danny.
100%, yeah.
And we all just kind of breezed through like it was nothing. I don't even know how it worked that way.
I don't either. I haven't figured it out yet. I just know that's all I ask. Even Cap One Arena, which I generally like. I always end up getting stuck or I waited an extra few seconds. Just it never seems seamless because now there's a new ticket thing and now there's a new way to scan your thing. And everything was thoughtfully done with the idea of the comfort and enjoyment of the consumer in mind. That's all I'm asking. Of course, I didn't pay very much. I'm just a schlub that Kondorian Morad decided, yeah, he's worth taking. But as a paying customer, I know what it's like to be a paying customer. Please value my money. Please value my presence. This thing I'm opting into. And it felt like every second of our time there, we were valued as consumers of this thing, right? Just living, breathing consumers that didn't have to be there. Make me feel like you want me there and you're grateful that I'm there. Amazing.
We were sitting, I don't know if we were 10 rows, 12 rows up from the field. We were about 4 rows behind Jaden Daniels' mom, mm-hmm. who was like at the 50-yard line right behind the bench.
Yeah.
And so she'll be on Hard Knocks because the NFL Films crew was with her and she was mic'd up. And we were a few rows behind her. So it's going to be really funny if, like, Darius is picking his nose on Hard Knocks right behind
you. You're going to see me eating an ice cream sandwich at one point.
Yeah, exactly.
Eating my feelings.
But anyway, there was a guy directly below me, like one directly in front of me in the row in front of me in a Vikings jersey. And I was talking with him at one point because, by the way, everyone here is so nice. And he's like, where are you boys from? You're from D.C., yeah. And I'm like, yeah, we are, you know. And he says, these are my season tickets here. Because I was talking about how great the stadium was. And I wasn't going to ask him how expensive it is. But I can't imagine. I mean, to be in that Polaris club, like 9 rows off the field every game, my guy is shelling out some cash.
Jeez.
So I was like, oh, wow, good for you. I was like, I'm sure you pay a lot, but man, is this a great experience. And he goes, I'd pay more. This is perfect. This is worth every penny. Like, when is the last time anyone felt that way at our stadium?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Go up to a season ticket holder and be like, you happy you're paying what you're paying? And just wait for the wrath.
Yeah, like, no, because this schlub right over here and that guy and that guy yeah. and that guy got these for $6 on StubHub.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
This guy who pays, God knows, thousands and thousands. And he's like, yeah, I'd do it again tomorrow, too. You just can't beat this place. And I'm like, you ain't kidding, bud. I mean, it was awesome. So we'll get more into the tour and some of the specifics. If you're really interested or curious about the stadium, I did a long thread at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter and Instagram if you want to check it out. But make note of that. Let's circle back to it tomorrow because I think there's more meat on that bone. Speaking of bones, Jaden Daniels' bones are fine. We got that going for us.
Mm-hmm.
But that elbow after the dislocation got dinged again yesterday. Dan Quinn spoke about that in the press conference. We'll tell you what he said as soon as we return next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
So Dan Quinn met with reporters this afternoon. You will hear Dan Quinn's press conference coming up at 6 o'clock on Grant and Danny as part of our stretch run. We're taking you up to 6:30. By the way, Adam Amino Fox, who called the game with Drew Brees, is on the show in 12 minutes right here on The Fan. But when talking to reporters, I wanted to pass this along. DQ on Jaden Daniels said, no long-term concerns, that Daniels is dealing with some soreness after banging his elbow. Did not have an update on his availability to play next week, but did say that doctors are not in any way worried about any long-term effects in terms of this injury lingering for weeks ahead or anything like that. So it sounds like whether or not he plays this weekend, I guess, is going to be up to, do they want to show some precaution? He's left three straight games with injuries. Is his arm sore or is it not? You heard Jay Gruden on our show saying it's his left elbow. It's not his throwing elbow. You could play through that. You're not going to land on that elbow any harder than he did in this game. And if you didn't re-injure it or re-dislocate it or anything like that, it probably is pretty durable to withstand some contact. So we'll see what happens here, Danny. But that is not ruling him out by any means.
No. So that's good, obviously. Part of this is tongue-in-cheek, of course. But it's good that it's not more serious than that. But again, that our baseline is so unbelievably low that I kind of know, like, we're down so far in the subterranean levels of what we should be expecting and hoping. It's like, hey, he wasn't catastrophically injured. We're like now cheering that and excited about that. And again, I'm not ripping you. It's just a stark realization, smack on the cold water on your face, where you're going, this is such an epic disaster. The best we can hope for is that the injury is not going to keep him out for multiple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not injured, I guess, is the point in theory. Like, he did what happens in NFL games every single week for players all over the league, which is you either get hit or get tackled or hit the ground or whatever, and you get banged up, and you come to the sideline, and then you either go back in the game or you don't. And in his case, according to Dan Quinn, he could have gone back into the game, and they held him out, which is what a lot of us want them to do. It's kind of a chicken or the egg or like a damned if you do, damned if you don't thing, I guess, because if they send him back in there, then we know he's healthy. But if they hold him out, now everyone is pretending as though he just broke his arm, when Dan Quinn is basically acting and saying, no, he just got banged up on the elbow that had been hurt before, and he's in pretty good shape here, is kind of the gist so far. So as we get closer, we'll know. I mean, if he can't practice on Wednesday or Thursday, and we're doing the Brian Fantana Panda Watch with Jaden Daniels, will he, won't he again?
We've done that this year a couple times.
It's all we do. Yeah. It's infuriating, and it never ends.
That's the show.
I mean, this entire season has been that. Just shows of talking about will Jaden Daniels or won't Jaden Daniels play. But if he's back on the practice field and looks normal in a day or two, I think you're going to know, for the most part, that what Dan Quinn said is true. He landed on the elbow. He was in some pain. Maybe, you know, could have been a funny bone thing for all we know. But he comes over. He's writhing in pain. They take him into the blue tent. He comes out. He looks very visibly upset and frustrated that they're not going to let him play through it. They shouldn't let him play through it. By the way, I'm totally cool with that. But that is not the discourse. The discourse is past his prologue here, all the way back to Robert Griffin and PTSD, and certainly with this guy this year. But if you just heard the discussion since the game yesterday, see, he shouldn't have played, you would have thought he suffered a pretty serious injury. And it sounds like he landed on his elbow and felt some pain and isn't hurt again. That's what they're, again, we'll see if they're telling the truth, but right, that is the way that this is being sold by the team. I should also point out, for those of you keeping score at home, that Dan Quinn started his press conference today by saying it's to tell the truth Monday. I can't tell you how badly I need that to go away for a few weeks. If you want to bring back Tell the Truth Monday, next year, this is like your Jaden Daniels thing where you're like, I don't want to see him for the rest of December. I'll see him in September. I don't want to hear Tell the Truth Monday again for the rest of the year. Because if you really want to tell the truth, I need you to start telling me why things are so bad and who you're going to fire and which players are not good anymore.
Tell the truth about that.
Tell a lot of truths right away. But the slogans need to go away from Sergeant Slogan for a couple of weeks.
There's
it's just
nothing.
Not cute right now.
There's nothing that that wears thinner.
I just don't want to hear it right now.
Right now. Nails on a chalkboard would sound like Beethoven's Fifth to me. You know, it would sound like the greatest melody ever conceived at this point. It'd be like Ode to Joy if I could hear Nails on a Chalkboard before I could hear another stupid, empty cliche about trying hard.
And by the way, this is what's unfair. It's like Jameis Winston with touchdowns and picks going 30-30 one year. The ESPN documentary when he had 33 tutties and 30 interceptions. But what made Dan Quinn loved as a head coach, beloved, what makes him likable, well, the reason players are all in on him, is that like high school football coach thing that he does, where he drops that bar in the locker room where he goes, "We lost, but we're not lost anymore." That Sergeant Slogan thing. And I can acknowledge that after you play a hell of a game against the Broncos and almost beat the number one team in the AFC, it resonates a little better than after another loss. All I can do is be honest. That is the agreement I have with my audience. There are times when you're popular. There are times when you're unpopular. There are times where I'm liked. There's times where I'm disliked. There are times when people say nice things and don't say nice things. I'm sure I'm going to rub you guys the wrong way from time to time. That's just the relationship we have. But all I have is, you know, my opinions, and I shoot from the hip as best I can, and honesty. That's the agreement we've got here. I don't want to hear Dan Quinn say Tell the Truth Monday again, probably ever, but certainly for the rest of this season. Full stop. Stop saying it.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it better than this. It's like going to the zoo and going to the lion's den or the cage or whatever and be like, oh my God, there's a lion there. This is who the guy is.
100%.
He's going to be this way.
And it was celebrated last year when you were accidentally getting to the NFC title game.
And I rolled my eyes at it because I'm just not that cheesy or whatever, but it's, hey, this is fun. We held the magical ride. So part of it's not his fault. It's the DNA. It's the man who you hired to show up has shown up, and it's, you know, it's annoying. But I will tell you, just me as a consumer and someone whose life is, my livelihood is sort of, it's very, very, pretty closely tied to their success and failures. When the failure is this level, every one of those things that he utters is just insufferable to me. So I'm never going to get what I want, which is a direct apology using my name and, you know, the name of every fan one by one about how much we let you down, how this is such an unacceptable level of failure. If we could give you money back, we would. This is just so horrendous. I'll never get that.
That seems reasonable.
It's not. I'm not saying it's reasonable. Yeah. I'm saying it's unreasonable. My point is, short of that, I won't be satisfied, but I will tell you it's turned up to a billion. Those cliches and just the hokey cliche type stuff is just so hard to manage and deal with.
The Virginia Tech Hokies you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking
about.
Toby
Altizer.
They're insufferable too. You heard me.
He just perked up in the studio back in D.C. Adam Amin called the game in the booth for Fox with Drew Brees yesterday. He stops by next live on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.